Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't know that intro was that long. Change intros. All right. Hello. Hello, everyone. Everyone, hello. It's been a while. Been about a month since the last episode. Sorry about that. But thank you for joining us, everyone that's here listening. And you know you always want to get good quality at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. So nothing's changed. We're still doing the same thing. You're going to get some nuggets here. So just sit back and enjoy. But as we always like to say, I am your host, Chelaine Greenwood, known as the Urban Life Coach. And this show is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, like I said once before. And here we like to promote what I call like taking control of our life and not letting life take control of us. See, I switched up on you guys. Okay. I'm always come up with new slogans. So taking control of our life. And learn to be the best that we can be, our highest, and learn to live our highest life according to our means and what we can, what we have, okay? And also this show's about a lot of things, identifying and finding out what's stopping us from living our highest life and all the areas of our life, okay? And like one area that we're going to focus on today is relationships. Yes, and that's a major part in the well-being of our life. So everyone here, sit back and relax, and we have a very, very expert guest in that area of our life, okay? So before I introduce our expert guest, we got to tell you the title, okay? The title of this episode today is How to Transform Your Dating Life with our guest, Christine Baumgartner, okay? And she is a dating and relationships coach. So that's what we have on the show today. And she's going to help us, what else, in our relationships, okay? We're going to just give a little bit of history, our background, on our guest, Christine Baumgartner, our dating and relationships coach. She has 25 years as a wedding planner. So, you know, she's seen some of the ups and downs and challenges and some of the things that, you know, the before and the, you know, of our grooms and brides, okay? And then she became a dating relationship coach, and she is or was our, she can tell you more, top coach for John Gray, and we all know that book he wrote. So she's a coach, one of a coach under him. Okay, we could talk more about that. And I like this, okay, everyone. All right, listen to this. Christine Baumgartner says, working with brides and couples for more than two decades, okay. Working with brides and couples for more than two decades, she's helped countless men and women through emotional and stressful situations. And this has given her the opportunity to perfect her gift. All right, she got to me. She's done it for a while. She's seen the ups and the downs. She's helped plan weddings. And so here she is. And she's going to give us a little insight. She's going to give us a lot of information. And it's only a 30-minute show, so we can only do so much. So please, please, everyone, give a warm welcome for our guest today on relationships. Christine Baumgartner, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Are you with us?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Kylaine Greenwood. I love how you say my name. Thank you. Just such a delight to be part of your show. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm so excited.
I'm glad to have you here because, you know, relationships is a part of life. You know, all of us have some type of relationship, and most of us, 90% of America, I'm just guessing, has, you know, some type of dating life. And we all want to maximize and get the best out of it. So this episode here applies to everyone, I think. What you think?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, Kylaine. My core belief is that everyone wants to love someone and be loved back. And whether it's in a dating relationship or a monogamous committed relationship or marriage, everyone really is seeking it. And most people have done a really good job of not finding it or finding the wrong type of one. So 8 years ago, when I became a dating and relationship coach, I've taken it very seriously to help people start dating people that are more of a match for them so that they'll stop meeting the wrong people and start meeting the right people.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So basically you told the listeners what you do. You know, you help people find the right people and not date the wrong people, listeners. Here she is. And
yep.
I'm going to try to get everything we can in 30 minutes for our listeners.
I know you're up to it. I know you can do it.
All right. All right. To start this off, there's a few. This is what I think the listeners would like to know also, okay? And this is what I like to know. What's our number one mistake? Or what's the mistake you see common in relationships? Like, you know, and why, you know, is it so hard to maintain a relationship? I mean, what's the number one mistake first? I mean, or the biggest mistake?
I would say the biggest mistake is assuming the other person thinks the same as you, has the same definition, that using the same dictionary inside of them as you. I tease men and women that often women talk to men as if they were women with just more muscles and hair on their body. And men talk to women as if they were men, but with less hair and muscles on their body. And truly, we think differently. We speak differently. We understand differently. So what I hear so often in the complaints and the confusion when the other person is saying how upset they are, they think that their partner is misbehaving, and what I have learned over all these years is often it's just a huge misunderstanding because we're speaking the language that we women understand, and it's not a language you men understand, and you're speaking a language that we don't understand. So I interpret and teach everybody how to speak the other person's language. So we'll stop getting pissed off and confused and frustrated when there isn't really a reason. It's mostly just we're misunderstanding. That's really the biggest problem I've seen.
You got that? I mean, and if you didn't, I mean, we can always go back and listen to it again. But from what I'm hearing is some of the biggest mistakes in our relationships coming from Christine Baumgartner, you know, decades of experience as a wedding planner and relationship coach is, you know, misunderstanding. So communication, I guess. Is that the same as communication
or? Would you like an example?
Yes, give the listener, give us some examples of, you know, of some of this, some of the biggest things, challenges, and mistakes in our relationships.
Okay, so from a man's point of view, your lovely lady comes home and she says, "Oh, the traffic was horrible. I can't believe it. It was such an extra long drive. They had construction and there was this guy changing his tire, and I'm so frustrated that the drive took me so long." And you think, "Oh, I know the perfect solution to that." And she'll think, "I am hot stuff," when I tell her how she can avoid doing that the next time. And you'll say, "Hun, why don't you try Waze? Or did you look up on the computer to see if there was any traffic problems?" And instead of her saying, "Oh my gosh, you are my hero, that was such a great suggestion," she goes, "You're not listening to me. I can't believe you're not listening to me. That's not what I'm saying." And you're like, "Oh my God, I listened so carefully and I came up with this really good answer and it really would be helpful to her. So maybe she didn't understand it. I'll say it again." So you explain to her what she could have done differently so that she would have avoided having such a hard time driving home. And now she's even madder. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I try to offer my little 2 cents sincerely, and it just goes the other way.
I know.
From what I'm hearing in that, so who's the culprit in this? I mean, the guy that offered, I mean, was he not sympathetic enough, or was it, in this example, the lady, and she just was, you know.
I'm going to give you the inside scoop. But everybody that's listening has to promise that you'll only use this for good, because it's a superpower to understand it. So a little over a third of my business is coaching men. So I have them reassuring me that the information that I give to women about this particular instance is accurate. That typically men talk for 3 reasons. You have some news to share. There's something that happened and you want to tell your significant other about it. Or you had a big accomplishment or a big success and you really want to tell her about that because you want her to go, "Yay, good job." Or if something's come up that's a problem and you've really thought about it and you've worked on it in your brain and you can't come up with a solution, you would go ask an expert, here's my problem, give me a solution. So the minute you're done talking about the problem, you expect that person, the first thing out of their mouth is a solution. And so if you were talking to a man, he expects you to offer him a solution to his traffic woes. But that's not how it works for a woman. Women talk to share the news, but most of the time we talk because it makes us feel better. We talk to see how we feel about you. We talk to see how we think you feel about us. So when your significant other comes walking in the door and she's all upset about her traffic, if you see a glass of water sitting in front of you filled to the brim, there's not a place you couldn't even put a drop of water in there. It is the pressure filled to the brim. That's how she is when she walks in the door. And you can come up with the absolute most wonderful solution. There's no room in the glass. It is filled. So the 3 powerful words to use with a woman, this is where you have to promise to only use it for good, is "tell me more." Now, a man would never say that to another man. Every man tells me they don't understand why it would work and why would they ever say that. But every man I teach this to, the next time I talk to them, they go, "It works." I go, "I know." Because what happens is when she's all done complaining about the traffic, and you say, "Tell me more," it's like taking a great big ladle and dipping it in that glass of water and dumping it down the sink. And then she goes, "Blah, blah, 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 blah," and the traffic and the cars and you say, "Really, tell me more." Another ladle of water. The pressure goes down, the glass starts to empty, and pretty soon, I know you don't believe this, but I will assure you, we do run out of steam, and we say, "Oh, I feel better." And we might actually say, and what do you think I should do next time? And you could go, I get to give the solution, and then we'll say, oh, you're so darn smart. Thank you so much. I'm so happy. And you want to know another secret? When you do that for us and we are all happy and we like you and we feel like you really listen to us, we're more likely to want to have sex with you. That's why it's a superpower. So tell me more. Three magic little words. Isn't that amazing? And this is a tip of the iceberg of what I teach. The tip of what I teach men and women. Doesn't it look like, oh, I could do that differently now? I know.
Okay.
I know.
Tell me more, Christine.
Ooh, I like it when you say that. So let's, I'm assuming you have women listening on this call, and they don't understand when the man wants to offer them a solution. So what the woman needs to do is say, hon, I know that you have a really good idea, but I'm really upset about the traffic, and I just need you to listen. And if you will listen and even tell me more, I promise I will say thank you for listening when you're done. Now, men love appreciation. You love when we recognize that you've done something that we've asked you to do that we said would make us happy. So I teach women how to teach men to do tell me more. And it works every time.
I think we have a caller. And I want to check. I mean, a caller, they may want to ask a question. Can you take a question or two?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, I'm going to see if this caller wants to talk or are they just listening. So, caller 4843, I'm about to bring you in. Hello, caller, how are you? Question or comment for the guest? Hello, are you there?
Hello. I promise I won't bite. No.
I guess sometimes the callers get shy or they just want to listen in. One more time, caller 239 area code. Okay, I'm about to mute you out.
It's a very sensitive subject for people. It's a very tender subject for people about dating and relationships. I honor that it's scary to think about putting your heart on the line. It's scary to ask for what you want and need. It's hard if you've been with somebody in other relationships who wasn't nice or didn't honor who you were. You think, why would I want to do that again? It's too scary. But what I teach is how to do it differently so that it isn't scary the next time.
Okay. I got another thing that I believe that the listeners would very, very appreciate. And exactly, I think the listeners probably want to know exactly what tools do you use and how do you help them overcome some of the issues that they're facing in their relationships?
Great question. So if they're in a relationship, one of the really basic tools that I teach is, especially women, this isn't as much of an issue for men, is to really figure out what do you want and need that would make you happy. How much alone time do you need? How much time with the significant other do you need? How can you feel happier with whatever your profession is? How can you feel more fulfilled with the life that you're leading? And take responsibility first for what you can do to then fulfill the things that you need to feel happy. And then decide the things on your list that you need from the other person. Because being in a relationship does not make us a happy person. We have to figure out how to be a happy person first. And then being in a relationship, the right one, can certainly make you happier. So taking responsibility for your own happiness is very basic when you're thinking about being in a relationship. And if both people take responsibility for their own happiness, then the relationship will be so much smoother. Is that helpful?
I think I missed it. So, I mean, I was asking the tools and how do we overcome, and I think it just went over my head. So can you say that one more time? Maybe
sure.
The listeners caught it. I don't know.
One of the tools to use to figure out what you want to need is to make a list. So in your life mentally, what kind of things are important to you? Do you need someone you can have an intellectual conversation with? Do you need to go back to school? In your physical life, do you need to have outdoor activities? Do you need someone who does the activities with them? Are you okay doing them by yourself? How much intimate time do you need? In your emotional life, do you need someone who can sit and listen to you? Do you need someone who is a touchy-feely kind of person? Until you really get to know yourself, and one of the tools is to make out a list in the four categories of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual of what floats your boat, what makes you happy in the day, what makes you feel like a fulfilled person, so that you can then ask your partner for the parts that you know that they could fulfill for you. I'm not even sure if I answered that very well.
Yes, you did. Yes. So I got it now. I got it. So listeners, I mean, okay, that's... So you make a list and you ask the partner, you know, in the mental, spiritual, and physical, and how they can fulfill that. Like, what do they have to offer in that area that you need? Okay. Am I saying that right? I'm kind of getting it.
Yes. I think you interpreted me even better than I said it. Because what happens
is... I think
I'm...
No. You're giving me too much credit. I think you're trying to shut me up.
No. I would never do that. Because...
No, I'm just joking. But
I know.
I thank you for that. Because I'm kind of getting it now. But okay, now back to you. So what's going on the promotions-wise? Any books, events, future seminars? Give out your contact information and other services. Let the listeners know, you know, how to contact you and what you got going on.
Okay. So I offer a free coaching call with me. If they go to my website, which is www.theperfectcatch.com, at the top is a banner that says what's holding you back from love. And if you fill out the questionnaire, you'll get a link to my online calendar and you'll have an opportunity to talk to me for free. You can ask me dating questions. You can ask me relationship questions. Why does he do that? Why does she do that? Why do I keep meeting only people that are unavailable? Why do I keep meeting people that don't want to make a commitment? Why do I keep meeting people that drink too much? Why do I meet people that are nice in the beginning and then get terrible in the middle? I will be happy to answer all those questions for free on my complimentary call. So
Wow. Anybody
that would like to have a free conversation with me and ask me all the questions, this way you wouldn't have to ask it in front of God and everybody. You just ask it to me, one-on-one conversation. And I'd be so happy to help you understand why you're not dating the right person or why your relationship is not going smoothly. I answer those questions all day long, every day.
Hey, listeners, can't get no better than that. And this is what the show about. You know, we got it here. You know, just empowering ourselves together, talk radio, we got it like that. You know, our guests here, you know, they hook us up. So please do go to, you know, the website, and go ahead and say it again, please, Christina, your website.
Sure. It's www.theperfectcatch.com. Because if you learn how to be the perfect catch, then you will definitely attract someone. And if you learn, if you're in a relationship and you learn better how to be the perfect catch, it's amazing how the other person turns into the perfect catch often.
And I like that.
It just takes one person to make a difference. If one person changes, the other person cannot stay the same. I've watched it happen over and over.
Okay. Tell the listeners about the seminars or webinars, I think, our classes you offer.
I do have a Transform Your Dating Life program. It's a 10-week course. You can see it on my website as well. And I take you through all the phases of dating, how you attracting and picking people that are much more a match for you, and how to have a much more fun date, how to figure out if you want to have a second date with them right away, what to do to where to go as a single person to meet other single people. And then the classes that I offer for people that are already in relationships, I talk a lot about the misunderstandings and the miscommunication and how to go back to loving each other. Because if you got in a relationship in the beginning, you probably liked each other then. And what happens is we have so many misunderstandings that happen, we stop liking each other so much. And my goal is to have people start liking each other as much as they did in the beginning, if not more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that. Yeah. I would like that too.
It's what I do.
Yeah.
I have a gift for it.
Right. Okay, with 1 minute left, any last words? Christina.
People are welcome to write. They can write to me directly at Christine, Christine, at theperfectcatch.com. And I would welcome your emails and would love to hear from you. And thank you again for having me on your show.
Thank you for coming, because you're exactly, you express the same views on the show, helping people overcome in different areas of their life, which is the relationship. So anytime, mm-hmm. and check your email, sent you something.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Thank you again. So everyone, this concludes the show. That was Christina Baumgartner, Relationships and Dating Coach. Go to her website, check out all the good stuff she has there for us. So support the show, support her. You can go to my website, discoveringthebeautyforyou.org, find out more with the more guests for the show. All the social media will be uploaded with the show, her social media, the guest social media. And you can follow us, like us, share us with everyone. Share this episode. Get us out there. And that's how you support us, okay? Also, you know, all our shows are iTunes downloadable, Stitcher downloadable. So you can join us next week. And as I always say, and I like to say, live, love, laugh. Stay inspired and encouraged daily. Urban Life Coach, love y'all, signing off.